Welcome all of our listeners to this podcast. Today, my group and I are going to be talking about period 8. My name is Francisco Rivas and I will be talking about the politics and power during this time period. Stephanie Morales will be talking about migration and settlement, work exchange, technology, American and national identity. And Brittany Hernandez will be talking about America and the world, culture and society, and the counterculture.
Migration and settlement. During the 1920s, the quota system was passed to restrict the new immigrants from the Southern and Eastern Europe and Asia, regulating the number of immigrants in America. But in 1965, the Immigration Act was passed to reverse the quota system from the 1920s. This act mainly favored immigration from Asia and Latin America. For example, we see the group of immigrants known as the Braceros, which had a temporary settlement in America. And they settled in America because the U.S. government made an agreement with Mexico in 1942 to have Mexicans fill in the labor and agriculture during this time period. The arrival of immigrants in America created great chaos, and we can see this through the Suzu riots, which occurred in LA, California, between white Marines and young Mexicans. And this is because white Marines viewed Mexicans as a threat to the peaceful society they had finally accomplished due to the way they dressed and the different values they had. But as immigrants began to take over jobs of Americans, the Sunbelt states developed, which included from Florida to California, that had warmer climate, lower taxes, and economic opportunities for those families after the war. As a result, the Beat Generation developed after World War II, a group of American artists that unraveled to speak in favor of the Beat culture and to reject the American values.
After World War II, foreign policies in the United States can be described as containment. Containment was the idea that U.S. would stop communism from spreading. It was enforced by collective security, for example, NATO. NATO was an alliance the U.S. joined, which involved Canada and Mexico in order to protect one another from the Soviet Union. The U.S. provided economic framework, for example, the Truman Doctrine. The U.S. would aid Turkey and Greece with economic and military assistance under the threat of external or internal authoritarian forces. As for the Marshall Plan, the U.S. would aid Western Europe with economic assistance to rebuild it after the World War II. The United States also had conflicts with Korea and Vietnam, in which both Norths were communists, therefore the United States supported the South to contain communist transfer. After World War II, the Cuban Missile Crisis happened, which was a confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union due to the American discovery of the Soviet ballistic missile deployment in Cuba. This led to the creation of SALT, which was an agreement between the U.S. and the Soviet Union to place limits and restraints on their arms. How the Cold War impacted the world. The U.S. and the USSR found new alliances in decolonized countries, as well the U.S. started to support non-communist government. For example, Latin America, which wasn't very democratic. The U.S. began to be involved in the Middle East, which led to oil crisis. The Montgomery Bus boycott was a protest against policy over segregation of public transportation. The branches of government were more supported on civil rights. For example, the executive branch desegregated the military, judicial ruled Brown versus Board of Education, and the legislative acted upon the civil rights of 1964, which eliminated segregation everywhere. Although desegregation was occurring, many people were resisting. For example, the Southern Manifesto was a protest of 100 congressmen who said the Supreme Court overstepped its powers. As well as massive resistance, many people were shutting down schools instead of desegregating them. A huge example is the Little Rock 9, in which Eisenhower had to use military to enforce desegregation in schools. Other rights and social issues during this time. Women's rights. Many women were challenging the code of domesticity, arguing about housewives living unfulfilled lives. There were many gay and lesbian rights which occurred. The birth of gay rights movement began in 1969. Latinos were led by Cesar Chavez, which made awareness to the mistreatment of Mexican-American farm workers by developing strikes.
Now switching over to some topics related to politics and power of the U.S., the Democrats and Republicans both favored the notion of containing communism, but they debated over the proper methods to do so. A second Red Scare occurred once again following the victory of World War II, and so there was a surge of panic throughout the American public that communists had infiltrated the government. McCarthyism was a principle developed by Senator Joseph McCarthy, which had the intent of exposing communists within the government. It was such a profound concept that brought much concern to the American public because it made them believe that communism had truly taken over the government. The fear of the public made McCarthy such a powerful figure because anyone he called out for potentially being communist would receive a lot of backlash. McCarthyism fished out the Rosenbergs, which were tried for passing atomic secrets to the Germans during World War II. They were convicted of espionage, but it turned out that it was only the husband, Julius Rosenberg, that had done what the couple was convicted of. Ethel Rosenberg had done nothing to be involved, but she suffered along with her husband, and they were both executed. Now moving on, some key points of the Cold War are exemplified in the Korean and Vietnam War. The Korean War, which lasted from 1950 through 1953, was seen as a more necessary war because China had just fallen to the communist Soviet Union, which ensued the capturing of North Korea. Tensions between the U.S. and Soviet Union were very high, which led to the Americans feeling that it was necessary to get involved and help South Korea fight back against the growing communism and stop its expansion there. There wasn't much opposition to the Korean War other than some domestic opposition because majority of the people saw this as necessary because they didn't want communism to expand further. Now the Vietnam War, which lasted over 20 years from 1955 through 1975, was also a very important event in the Cold War, and not because it fought against communism, but because the duration of the war was littered with political scandals from the federal government, especially after 1968 following the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive was a series of surprise attacks from Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army throughout South Vietnam, but the U.S. were able to deal with them. This marked a turning point because it weakened U.S. public support for the war. Later on in the Vietnam War, there was the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was a sinking of a ship, and Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, authorizing President Johnson to take any measures he believed were necessary to retaliate and to promote the maintenance of international peace and security in Southeast Asia. Which what makes the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution such a significant event is that it momentarily gave the executive branch more power. In this time period, there was a strong push for equality by minorities such as African Americans, women, and homosexuals, which is exemplified in the marches to Washington, Stonewall riots, and push for the ERA. The marches to Washington were forms of protest by blacks in order for them to attain better circumstances to vote in the South and overcome the oppression of Jim Crow laws. The two main forms of protest by African Americans are nonviolence, which was largely supported by MLK, and self-defense, which was advocated for by Malcolm X, who believed that blacks would no longer submit to all the aggressive behavior of whites without retaliation. A milestone of the civil rights movement for blacks is that they managed to get the passing of the Civil Rights Act into law. What the act did is that it reversed the damage done by Jim Crow laws, for it removed segregation in public places and employment discrimination based on race, color, sex, and religion. Now, the Stonewall riots were a series of violent demonstrations by people of the LGBT community against police raids at the Stonewall Inn, and this basically sparked the gay liberation movement. For women, they wanted to get the passing of the ERA into law, which would basically guarantee equal legal rights for all American citizens, regardless of sex. While they did manage to have Congress pass the bill, they didn't get enough states to ratify the bill in order for it to become a law.
America and national identity. During World War II, men were being drafted into war. Therefore, Rosie the Riveter was created to increase the production of female workers in factories. Women were taking on jobs that were reserved only for men. As World War II ended, men began to return home, maintaining a superior identity gender with the idea of retaking jobs they had left behind. This meant that women had to give up their jobs in factories and return to the domestic norms, which consisted of staying home to clean, educate their children, and have food ready by the time men arrived from work. However, as time passed, men and women challenged the idea that women and men didn't have to be in a relationship of their opposite gender. As a result, in 1969, a gay bar was raided in New York City, but Gay refused to support hearing stereotypes about gays and fought back, known as the Stonewall Riot. The riot led to an uprising of gays in various communities. By the 1970s, the gay liberation movement was organized to gain social and legal acceptance in order to avoid mistreatment in military services and other places. However, as the Cold War started in 1945, power shifted from Europe to the United States due to the upgrade of military and technology. Exchange work and technology. After World War II, the prosperity of the economy was caused by the federal spending, the baby boom, and the technological developments. As World War II ended, families began to produce many babies, which led to a growth of 20% in population, which increased the consumer demand. Some technological developments during World War II were mainly developed for military usage. For example, the aviation was improved, the atomic bomb was created, there is a major improvement in the medicine field, which reduced the death rate of soldiers. There is also an upgrade on the sonar, and the radar was used to locate ships and planes in bad weather, and the sonar was used to track ships' movement that would cause any chaos or show signs of threat. As well as we see the development of airplanes, which were used to carry supply for war, and computers were mainly used to break enemies' code. Now, you might be encountered with a short answer where it makes you choose between three events. For example, they might make you choose between Brown versus Board of Education, Greensburg sit-ins, or March on Washington. But you must only choose one event and explain your choice that best represents the turning point in civil rights movement. And you must provide at least one specific piece of evidence to support your claim. Furthermore, some test tips that I recommend is that you must know all about containment, civil rights, technological developments, new American identities, and cultures. Thank you. See you next time.